Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is chamomile, the plant remedy from the daisy or compositae botanical family. Chamomile has a long history of continuous use in Europe, both as an herb and in the diluted homeopathic form. In Germany, phytotherapy or herbalism was popular throughout the 20th century, with practitioners using standardized whole plant extracts well before that term was even heard in this country. In chamomile's case, the trademarked brand was called Camelosin and was used for stomach trouble. As Rudolf Weiss, the famous German medical doctor and herbalist, says in his book Herbal Medicine, the medicinal value of chamomile is largely due to three actions. It reduces inflammation, relieves spasm, and counteracts flatulence or gas, and the pain resulting from it. This is what chamomile tea does, as well as being a flavorful treat as a tea, especially after the evening meal when people usually don't want caffeine. Not only will chamomile tea help with gas-type stomach pain, but has been shown to help to heal true gastritis or stomach inflammation, as well even as ulcers. For this ulcer healing effect, it must be taken several times a day on an empty stomach, sometimes for as long as 3 months. Remember, the teas made from leaves, such as chamomile, must not be boiled, but only steeped or infused, as the aromatic oils will otherwise be lost. Being in the same family of wound-healing plants as arnica, calendula, and echinacea, chamomile can be made into a poultice and placed directly over a wound that won't heal, such as a leg ulcer. In homeopathy, chamomile's most popular use has been for teething babies, when there is much pain and inconsolable crying. As Sankaran, the Bombay homeopath, describes it, all these compositae plant remedies have the sensation of either being injured, hurt, or insulted, and can react with violence, cruelty, or numbness, or even being protective of others. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.